Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Late Night Sprites. Now, before I get into today's episode, just a little bit of house cleaning, I should say, or a little bit of maintenance, which is that I might not be doing an episode every single week, at least for a little while. I am preparing for the Summer of Sprites, and by doing that, that's going to take a lot of time. I have some really big ideas that I'm working on, some different ideas, as well as trying to make the Summer of Sprites like as big as it was last year and have a lot of fun with that, not burn out. And that's going to start at the end of May and leading into early to mid-August. So it's basically when schools let out, it's going to start. And then when schools get back in, I'm going to be done. And that's going to be the Summer of Sprites. And I'm really excited about that. But while I'm working on that, that means April and early May is going to be a little touch and go. I have some ideas that I'm definitely excited to do episodes about, but it might be like a big episode and then 2 weeks off, or a big episode and then a week off, and then I'm back again with a smaller episode, or a bunch of smaller, more general topics as I get ready. So thank you for your understanding, because I didn't upload an episode last week and it's been a little bit. So I did want to definitely want to address that. Definitely want to be like, hey, here is where I've been. So if you've noticed like the big gaps in the episodes, a lot of it has been either I don't have an idea that week and I'm not going to just force something out, or I just kind of want to go with the flow and maybe work on something that might take a little bit more time. But now that that's out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode of Late Night Sprites. So welcome to another episode of Late Night Sprites, where today is going to be another one of those general topics. So it's spring. At the time of this recording, it's April. Spring is in the air. The sun is out. The snow is finally melted for a lot of people, and it's great. It's nice to be able to step outside and feel a cool spring breeze, some nice rainfall, and so on and so forth. But with spring, I decided, what games remind me of spring? What are some good springtime games? So when I'm talking about springtime gaming, I am talking about games that definitely like embody. So for example, a summer game, a game that I feel like embodies summer, is Super Mario Sunshine. He's on vacation. It's on an island setting. There's a lot of water and beaches. That reminds me of summer and summer vacation, as well as the Phineas and Ferb games. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you should know I went through a lot of those, and my life has never been the same. But also for like a winter game, I always associate Miles Morales, Insomniac's Miles Morales, with Christmas. Because the game takes place on Christmas, there's snow on the ground, it takes place during Christmas break, and so on. So what games really fit for spring? And I got a few in mind that I think really fit the spring feeling, and there's going to be some that I talk about more towards the end, because there is like a game that I feel like really embodies spring, but I'll get to that one later. So we're just going to talk about a few games here and there that I feel like embody spring as a whole. If you are new here, thank you so much for stopping in. Please consider following. If you are not new, thank you so much for sticking around. And if you haven't yet, please consider following. I am Homecoming Hero, and welcome to Late Night Sprites, where I love talking about all sorts of fun gaming and nerdy topics. And with that, I don't really have a specific list. This isn't going to be any specific order. This is just going to be games that remind me of spring. And I'm going to start off with a Kirby game. There's a few Kirby games that really embody spring, but the big one for me would honestly be Kirby Triple Deluxe. The reason why I say that is that this one is very flower themed. Like, you collect sunstones, they're in the shape of flowers. You travel up this beanstalk, there are flowers everywhere. There are little flower people. You fight a spider. The enemy of the game, the big bad, is Queen Sectonia, who is this big moth butterfly insect. I think she's a queen bee, but she has like butterfly wings. But yeah, Queen Sectonia. And I feel like that one really embodies spring. If my memory serves correctly, I think the game even came out around springtime. And it has that warm spring feel. Like, it doesn't feel like a summer because you're traveling through these like lush cloudscapes and there are flowers everywhere. And the big theme is flowers. Their wispy woods is flowy woods or flowery woods, if I remember correctly. And that one just definitely reminds me of the springtime vibes. Kirby Triple Deluxe, if you're looking for a Kirby game and maybe haven't played this one, I feel like this one definitely captures that warm gentleness of spring and enjoying nature. Now, what do we do during the springtime? Well, a lot of people like to do spring cleaning. They like to take their things, put them in boxes, put them away, unpacking. That's right. Unpacking definitely has that spring cleaning vibe. Now, this game has a way deeper narrative that you have to pay attention to the visual cues for. But once you see it, this is a very story-rich game. It's a very cozy game. It's a very enjoyable game that embodies, well, what it feels like to unpack. As this character is moving about their lives, you get to see a story unfold as they grow, as they move different places. And I'm not going to really dive deep into unpacking, but this one definitely has the spring cleaning vibe to it. It's very warm, very cozy, has very chill music. I played this one last spring, and it just fit. When I felt the warm spring air, when I felt just the coolness of spring while I had my controller, I just really enjoyed this one. And it's definitely worth a look, especially if you like fun puzzle games, as well as a game that's packing a very, very, sometimes gut-punching, but satisfying narrative. So, moving on from unpacking, another one that really hits spring for me is Animal Crossing. Now, yes, Animal Crossing goes through winter and summer and fall and has holidays for each, whether it's Candy Day, Toy Day, or fishing competitions. So, yes, but Animal Crossing has always had that spring feel to me. It's always had that feel of just enjoyable weather. I mean, in terms of spring, you unfortunately have to deal with Zipper the Bunny, who I despise, but that's neither here nor there. Maybe a future episode, who knows? But Animal Crossing has always just kind of had that feeling for me. The weather, every time I see that game, looks like it's warm enough, but not too hot. It looks like the breezes are cool enough, but just, well, just right. Everything about Animal Crossing is so inviting that it always had that spring feel to me. I associate the game with its spring season. The green grass, just the wonderful cool breezes, and walking around your island. Or, in the case of one of my favorites with New Leaf, your town. Every time I see Animal Crossing, I associate it with the spring season. Actually, I feel that way with a lot of life sim games. Yes, they have year-round settings, but like, when I see a game like Disney Dreamlight Valley or Stardew Valley or Animal Crossing, even though they have a year-round mechanic, I associate those mentally with playing those games in spring. They just capture that warm and cozy, welcoming nature that, well, you can play all year round and that are really enjoyable, but there's something about them that just feels so just right. That early April, early May feeling before things get too warm and the grass is suddenly dead and needs to be watered. But moving on from that, there are just so many good games that embody different seasons, and that's what I love about games, whether it's Kirby or a life sim game. There's a lot of games that definitely just capture a certain season well, as mentioned earlier with the different seasons of the year. But one game that screams spring to me, absolutely screams it, it has to be played in springtime, is not a game, it's a series, and that's the Yoshi series. Yoshi's Island, I've never played Touch and Go, I've never played Yoshi Touch and Go, Yoshi's Island DS, Yoshi's Woolly World, Yoshi's Crafted World, so many of these games capture that feeling. Now, yes, these games usually take place on an island, but it never feels like I associate Yoshi games with spring, and the Yoshi games were the big inspiration for this episode. That and Unpacking, because I mean, I need any excuse to talk about Unpacking. But when I think about spring, I think about the Yoshi games. Maybe it's because he's green and the Yoshis also come in multiple colors. Maybe it's because it's just so warm and friendly and inviting. But the Yoshi games have always just invoked that feeling for me. They've always invoked the feeling of winter is over, but summer isn't exactly here yet. Woolly World definitely has that cozy vibe, but even Woolly World feels like a Yoshi game, and so does Crafted World. Like, yes, they have all this like cardboard and paper mache and wool and arts and crafts, but at their core, they feel like Yoshi games, and they definitely fit. They definitely fit that kind of box that I have for games that involve spring. And so now I'm going to talk about two of the Yoshi games to end this episode. So we're going to deep dive a little bit. Two Yoshi games that I have played constantly since childhood, and I actually feel like replaying. So it's time to talk about Yoshi's Island and Yoshi's Island DS. Yoshi's Island and Yoshi's Island DS. Now, I have a lot of nostalgia for Yoshi's Island DS, just so much of it. Yes, Baby Wario screams and Baby Bowser screams will be forever ingrained into my skull, and I wish they wouldn't, but it's that hand-drawn, crayon-like perspective that I just adore. I love these games. Starting long ago in the past, a pair of babies being carried by a stork. Suddenly, Kamek hits the stork and drops a baby Mario high from above the clouds. That baby Mario lands on a Yoshi. The goal for the Yoshi is to reunite the baby Mario with his parents and his brother begins. And then the DS game just... it's that again, but it's just a lot more babies. But it's that crayon hand-drawn feeling, the bright colors, the pastels especially, that remind me of the spring season. And I mean, it's like Easter, because Yoshis lay and throw eggs, and they all, like the Yoshis are in all these different like pastel colors, so it fits. Yoshi's Island and Yoshi's Island DS definitely, with their bright and peppy music, invoke the feeling of spring. You have to collect the flowers, you jump through the goal ring. A lot of the environments are these like lush jungles and these greenscapes to these wonderfully flowery, like flower-filled plains, as well as like one of the first levels in Yoshi's Island, the Super Nintendo one specifically, just is full of flowers and petals. It just always has that freshness of spring that makes me love the season. I may love winter the best, and winter is my favorite season, winter and autumn, but I really, well, I'm okay with all seasons. Summer might be my least favorite, but it's not because I hate summer, because I love gaming announcements and so many other things that come out of it, but I just am not a fan of the heat. I prefer the cold. I prefer the coziness of the cold. But, well, I guess you could say the cold never bothered me anyway. Okay, no, I won't say that. I won't say that, but with Yoshi's Island, that game really embodies spring for me as well. Another game that embodies that spring feeling for me, maybe it's because it released this time last year, are the Advance Wars games. Well, specifically the Game Boy Advance ones. They just really fit that kind of feeling of spring in the sense that, like, you fight on a lot of green plains and in the skies and in the ocean. So not only is the scope great, but it's always like a bright sunny day unless Drake uses his special and makes it rain. But even then that fits with spring, unless Olaf uses his ability and makes it snow. But the climate in these games are so quickly overturned that like two turns later it disappears. So it's fine. But yeah, Advance Wars also embodies spring for me. Another game that does so, I would say, is Link's Awakening and Minish Cap. These games definitely love their lush green environments and exploring grassy plains and the inside of trees for Minish Cap and just all of these aspects of this island for Link in Link's Awakening, where there are these cool island breezes, but there are also these caves, and you get a chain chomp and all these other really cool things. Like, yeah, Link's Awakening and Minish Cap are other games that definitely capture that spring feeling for me as well as Advance Wars and the Yoshi games. But the last game I'm going to mention that definitely has that spring feeling is Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. Rhythm Thief is one of the most underrated franchises that Sega has ever put out. And that's saying something, because Sega has about 15 franchises that up until recently got no acknowledgement. But suddenly at the Game Awards, Crazy Taxi, Shinobi, and Streets of Rage and Golden Axe are suddenly cool again. Suddenly it's cool to release games that aren't just Like a Dragon and Sonic. Who knew? But Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure also embodies that springtime feeling for me. As you explore the open air of Paris, you walk around through sunny days, you get to explore at night, during the day, and during the evening, so you get all aspects of the day, and it just feels so cool and relaxing. This is a Professor Layton game mixed with a rhythm game. It is a point and click where you get to solve some puzzles while you are running around, but it has that feeling of spring for me because, like, the characters are just wearing kind of like spring-like wear. It's spring or early summer, but I always thought it was like spring. There's some festivities going on. There are fireworks. There's carnivals. There's lots of like really cool events going on at over the course of the story of this game, which, by the way, the story of this game is like bonkers. But like in terms of the weather, this one also has that spring feel, especially when you are exploring Paris and doing some of the various rhythm games, like cooking food, playing as your dog, biting the police so your main character can escape, slapping a butler, and everyone's personal favorite, the one where the detective shoots people to the rhythm. They are not innocents, though. They are the bad guys. They are an endless army of the villains of the story that the lead detective just, without hesitation, just locks and loads and starts shooting to the rhythm. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Late Night Sprites. I know this was a little different and I was like talking about all sorts of different games here, whether they had that spring feeling or maybe early summer, but that kind of these were the games that came to mind when I was thinking about this time of year. And I really wanted to put out an episode that was casual. I will probably be back at some point. You will see me when you see me, at least for now. The summer of sprites is fast approaching, and I'm working on it, so episodes are going to be a little sporadic. They are going to come as they come. If I don't have an idea, I'm not just going to force something out for the sake of releasing an episode. So, yeah, if they're a little sporadic, just know I'm working on bigger things, and there's a lot of fun stuff coming down the pipeline. But that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Late Night Sprites. Thank you so much. Please hit that follow button if you are so inclined to. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. I'm Homecoming Hero, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Sprites. Take care.